Hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are here. We are back. And you have made it to a new season. It is now season 4. And I have so much prepared for you all. I know it's been a while. I know I hadn't been here. But I have been on a growing and a learning path. And I've had to get myself aligned to get myself back right spiritually. And that's some of the things that we're going to talk about this season. To start off with, today we're actually going to get to talking about you and understanding that it's okay to be in a spiritual self-finding moment, I guess you could say. It's okay to not know where you are spiritually. The thing is that you need to be able to pinpoint that and understand that, hey, something's different with the way I'm working, the way I'm moving, the way I'm vibing. What can I do to contribute to that? What can I do to help fix that? Now, spirituality for everybody is different. Spirituality for you could be getting up and sticking to your daily routine, as in I get up in the morning and I do my yoga and I eat a healthy, hearty breakfast and I sit down and I maybe sing, or maybe you read a book, or maybe it's something that you do to kind of keep yourself aligned. That is a somewhat of a spiritual study, a spiritual journey that you're going through. See, everybody has their own way of going about this life. And when you delve in the spiritual world, you know that there's something that you're here to do. You know there's something that you're meant to bring to this world. With that being said, our daily balance comes from making a plan of success. And in the spiritual world, that plan of success stems from understanding who you are spiritually. It's okay if religion is not your thing. It's okay if religion is your thing, but you also delve in spirituality. It's okay if you don't believe in anything. At the end of the day, you have to make a set of ideas, thoughts, actions that portray who you are and your beliefs. And I think that that's where us as humans miss the ball a lot of times, because we always want to either judge or we want to bandwagon. Now, when I say judge, we all know what that means, but I mean, we want to look at the way other people live their lives and how they, you know, experience their spiritual understanding and their spiritual growth and want to say something about it. That's not your place. Then on the other hand, we have those who try to do things a little bit differently, who try to follow the crowd and do what everybody else is doing. I don't know if you're new to the spiritual world, but if you are not, you know that a couple years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even 6 now, we saw a huge, huge rise in the spiritual world. It was crazy. Everybody was jumping into spirituality. Everybody wanted to do some kind of card reading or be a witch or, you know, delve into things that they really, you know, didn't know much about. For us in the spiritual world, it was beautiful. It opened up a world of acceptance for us that had already been in it. But then for some of us, it made some of us a little bit uncomfortable as well. Now, when I say uncomfortable, I mean it made some of us pull back in that light, in that aspect. And for me, that's where I was. I pulled back a little bit from the mainstream. I didn't feel comfortable, and I still don't feel comfortable with me and how I deal with my spirituality. There are certain aspects of certain the things that I was doing, like card readings and, you know, selling card readings and, you know, things of that nature. That experience to me is not something that should be sold or bought. It's something that should be given. Everybody is different. That was part of my journey. That was part of my spiritual growth, understanding and accepting the fact that I don't like to charge for my services. That was hard. That was hard. So then I had to start thinking of, okay, how can I help people? in different ways without charging for my services, because I need this to be able to support myself. Well, at the end of the day, I started to think a little bit harder and I realized I wasn't trying to make that a career. I wasn't trying to make that something that, let's say, sustained my household. I was doing it because it felt right. I was doing it because deep down in my soul, I wanted to help people and give people some kind of understanding or insight into this new amazing world that I had found. Oh my gosh, I was over the moon. Let me tell you though, once I realized that that wasn't me, took me a nice 2 years of self-doubt, second-guessing, just, and I will say almost defeat, feeling defeated. 2 years of that to now, guys, to now, to the point where I have gotten to an area in my life and my spiritual growth where I can accept and realize the fact that I did never planned to make a fortune off of the spirituality world. I just wanted to help. And somehow, by trying to jump on the bandwagon and following the crowd, I fell into a person or idea or process that I just necessarily didn't want to be. So let's fast forward to now. We're here, which is why I felt the need to make sure that I got back to the podcast and got back to giving my all to something that meant something to me outside of my normal work. When I tell you that spirituality is a growth journey, I'm not telling you that because I want you to think about not doing it. I'm telling you because understanding that through every journey, there is something to learn, something to hold on to, and something to let go. Now, that let go is hard, but you have to let go of the failure. You have to let go of the doubt. You have to let go of the fear, right? Then you've got to hold on to you. You've got to hold on to those true parts of you and those true things that make your essence so amazing, because that is you. You've got to as well accept where you are and know that it's okay. It's okay to not be where you want to be spiritually. But it's not okay to know that and sit on it. Once you know that you have some things that you need to realign with your spirituality, it's time for you to do something about it. It's time for you to make that plan and put it into place, right? Because doing the same thing over and over again is insanity, correct? Living the same life, having the same experiences, and doing the same thing. Well, it's time to throw something in that and shake things up a little bit. It's time to do something different. For those of you who are not big on spirituality, but just interested on figuring out a little bit more about it, think about that aspect. Think about those words I just said. Trying something different. Now, when I talk about spirituality, my spirituality is based on a past understanding of religion and a current understanding of religion. And that is all mixed in with my spiritual beliefs. I believe in God. For me, He is my foundation. He is my base. You might not believe in God. You might believe in a different deity or a different presence. And that's okay. We all still align. We're all still on the same page because we all have something that we believe in and that we follow. We all have doctrine that we trust in and that we know. At the end of the day, your job in this world is to build that for yourself. It's to build that cocoon of safety, of protection. And a lot of times, from what we've noticed, the way that you do that is understanding who you are spiritually. You can try to fake who you are to everybody else in this world. You could be a different person every time you meet someone new. Only you know your true heart, your true soul, and your true spirit. You have to show us that. You have to give us your true essence. Whether that's good or whether that's bad, your job is to give that. And at any point in time you feel that you are not aligning with who you truly are, it's time to reevaluate. Now, we know we have those quote-unquote bad people, as they say. But please know and understand that there is a yin and a yang to this world. There is a good and a bad. There is always a balance of good and evil. Where you find happiness, that evil will find a way to take that happiness. That darkness will find a way to cover the light. Your job is to always remember to be the light. Always remember that through that darkness, through that storm, you will come out whole. You will come out complete. You want to know why? The why is because you have built up your immunity to the negativity, to the evil, to the bad. You flexed those muscles a little bit, made them a bit stronger. So now you can handle it a little bit different. I task you to start thinking about your spirituality. Think about who you are spiritually. If religion is your basis, that's who you are spiritually. Whatever you believe in, whoever you follow, whatever you follow, that is who you are spiritually. Your job is to build your life around who you are spiritually. If you're just a spiritual person like myself, who observes different parts of religion and spirituality, it's great to have so many different things, but you've got to narrow down on a few things. You got to get a little bit more solid on your beliefs, what you stand for and what you don't, and truly understand who you call on for help or what you call on for help, and stick to that, stay strong to that, and believe what you feel you believe is true. Until you are told otherwise. See, we can ask for help. We can ask for guidance. We can ask for understanding. All depends on where you're getting that from to some of what you'll get. But to others, that don't even matter. So truly take the time to think about who you are spiritually this week. Sit on the understanding that I am somebody. I have goals, dreams, aspirations, and with that, I have got to stand for something. I've got to put my foot down and understand that spirituality is part of my humanity and who I am as a person. It's time to focus a little bit more on that. It's time to focus on my peace, my happiness, and my soul. I thank you all so much for joining me for the beginning of season 4. As I told you all, this is going to be some good stuff. We are at the beginning of an amazing journey. I'm going to take you all through a little bit of what I've been going through, helping myself unravel and unbound the years of traumatic stress and pain that I have experienced. I took that. I dissected it. I pulled out every piece of good, every helpful thing. I evaluated every bit of bad. And I found a whole new me through that process. Now, the people around you might not like the new you or the version of you that you are coming to be. But if it is your truth, if it is your light, never let anyone stop you from that. You all stay strong, stay wise, stay guided, and keep yourselves humble. Namaste. Ashe. Amen. See you next time.